Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, wankers and spankers, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, all you children of masturbation. It's Masturbation Month, so merry Masturbation Month. Woo! Can I hear an amen?
Amen! Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women!
Now, did I say we were all children of masturbation? Actually, you don't usually have children from masturbation. It's one of those things you can't do through masturbation. Which is probably a good thing.
Artificial insemination.
Well, you could. There you go, you little genius. That's right. But I was thinking more just that every mom and dad probably masturbates. Most likely. Almost definitely masturbates. At some point. You know, when the other one has a headache.
Or they're away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or they're away.
Gotta get your fill.
Or they break up, which is so hard to do. So hard to do. Well, we are social creatures. We do love each other. We do need each other. And speaking of which, I just want to introduce the people that are around me because I need them. As my Masturbation Month cheering squad. Yay!
Woo!
Starting with Prince Maximilian.
Hey, Doc.
Rudolph.
Yum, yum.
You have a red nose because you masturbate.
No, that's what the kids called me when I was a little boy. They said,
bet.
Rudolph, you have a red nose.
Maximilian Rudolph. Di Leblevich.
Leblevich.
Di Filangeri. Prince of Prague, Duke of Melnick. King of the Masturbators. I'm sure you're going to be telling your masturbation stories tonight, so I just thought I'd introduce you. And Princess Cadence St. John.
Oh, Cadence St.
Hello.
Hold on, the whole studio is shaking.
Our visiting royalty here.
Thank you.
Been here a few times. But tonight is masturbation night.
You're looking pretty hot, Dr. Susie.
Well, good. I'm glad I can inspire you.
That's you are an inspiration to all of us women.
Inspiration. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. A women. All women. All women can be beautiful. That's what we were talking about, right?
Depending
little
on the
makeup,
photographer.
A boa. A good photographer definitely helps. I think that's
really nice.
We can all agree. The lighting. Now, speaking of which, we have another beautiful woman that photographers really don't need to work very hard with, and that's
hot Asian
princess.
Ooh.
Asia.
Hello.
It's my wild girl.
It's my nurse.
Yes.
Right. Every doctor gets
She's
a nurse.
Beautiful.
And tonight, Asia.
So,
is a nurse.
Asia is like, she comes here and she's very quiet. I say, how are you doing, Asia? She goes, I'm good, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you have to stand up and show off your outfit.
Yeah,
yes.
If I got her alone, she wouldn't be quiet anymore, though.
Yeah.
Well.
And then comes Saturday night.
Her alone. Look
right?
at that. This and is how suddenly, a nurse should dress, I tell you.
Yeah.
If I was a medical doctor, well, I do have kind of a white coat on here. You know, I can get in the whole doctor thing. I have a speculum also. Yes. All right, nurse.
It'll be magnified.
We are going
when you
to
see
be
the cervix.
Doing some examinations tonight. Cadence, you're not a nurse or a doctor. I guess you have to play the patient.
Oh, I guess so.
Yes, I like that.
All right, we're going to examine you.
I don't
not
know.
Not right
one.
Away. I mean, okay. Soon. Maybe.
I'll take my time. Examining.
I'm very,
which
glass
would you prefer?
Yeah. Kind of scare me, actually. They hurt a little bit.
Glass ones hurt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where are our rubber speculi?
Yes.
We have rubber. We do have rubber. We clean them, in fact.
I just washed them tonight.
You did wash them.
I did.
Oh,
that's good.
Nice.
I did. I'm in charge of that.
I like
Why
that.
Why am I in charge of washing dildos? So,
you know,
so
from
years.
Time to time
that's
we put other people
Men
in charge
serve women.
Of it.
That's the way it goes. Sorry.
It's a wonderful job.
That's
you get to take the dildos, all these disembodied penises, and throw
yes.
them into the washing machine and watch them go round and round and round and round.
Yeah, but he yeah. gets some pleasure out of them beforehand because they smell good. And he
yes.
can taste them.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
oh here she is.
Sexy.
Nina, oh, looking
hello.
Very sexy
hello,
tonight.
Baby.
Wow.
Just
look at you. Did you go driving through
hot.
Los Angeles
wow.
like this? Wow, look at you. Everything. Chiquita.
Mamma mia.
Oh, my God. She's a naughty one.
Actually, everyone is not here, but you are here.
Yeah.
Your hair looks very nice.
Tousled and
very
bedridden.
Yeah,
big,
60s, and, you know, like a bouffant type thing, which I like all that 60s stuff. Yeah, and look at this.
A little Barbarella style.
Just a little scary.
Yeah.
She's the great tyrant.
Yeah, okay, you yeah. have to get onto a microphone or else we can't
She needs
hear
an
you.
Eye patch, Susie. Come on, for the an great tyrant, look at that.
At first I thought you said an iPad.
Eye patch.
No, I know, I heard that.
Oh,
now,
an iPad.
But I was
like,
thinking, what
no,
was
no.
she going to do with an iPad?
No. She's got that whole great tyrant thing going
sexting.
On.
Sexting, yeah. Mm-hmm. iPads. I don't know, I tried an iPad. I wasn't all that thrilled.
I want one so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's masturbatory.
I put it between my legs. It didn't do anything.
Right. Right. My
I
phone
don't think
is
it's
much
made
better,
for that.
Especially, you know, when it's on vibrate.
Mamma mia, look at her. Jeez.
Yeah.
Mamma mia's Okay,
Hi,
so.
Hi, darling girl. How are you?
We are celebrating Masturbation Month, the month of May. And it's also Mother's Day month, of course, and some might find it incongruous to have the month of Mother.
I think my mom should masturbate more.
Well, there you go.
I think I should buy her, like, a whole suitcase of toys.
Have you told her that May is Masturbation Month?
No.
Tell her you were on a radio show, you know.
My mom hasn't been getting much action for a while, so,
I can imagine. You know? I can imagine.
Yeah. How can you? You get action all the time.
I do get some action, but, you know, I work at it. I got a whole show devoted to it. I got a husband who's like a sex maniac.
Ah.
I work at it. But if you're working at other things, it's tough. That's why I stay in business.
Yeah.
As a therapist, you know, helping all the people that need help, like your mom.
So, I'll have her call in.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole month, Masturbation Month.
Okay.
You know. You don't think your dad's given her any?
My dad's dead.
Oh.
So,
then
yeah.
That's what we need rubber neck rope for. Never mind. That's a bad joke. Okay, sorry. Well.
That's a great joke, actually.
Okay. So your mom, she doesn't have a new boyfriend.
No, I don't think she's really going for it anymore. She's kind of one of those codependent types that, like, berates them until they leave.
All the more she needs to masturbate.
Yes, exactly.
A toy. Yeah. And, you know, we are not the only ones to be hoofing our sex toys during Masturbation Month. Also, Newegg
right.
is actually promoting and hyping
vibrators
for mother. For Mother's Day.
Are
Get
you
your
serious?
Mother a
nice.
Vibrator.
I will.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Get your mother a vibrator.
I will.
Right.
I'm thinking one of those giant black
Here,
ones.
Here, I'm
though.
Going to give your mother a vibrator.
Okay,
a small
right,
one. We're
right.
going to start
Little
with a pocket,
pocket rockers.
Yeah.
And that's from
I'm
Doc
just
Johnson.
Afraid she's going to ask me how to use it, though. You know?
Well, I think she'll
and
get a sense
scary.
Once she turns it on.
Give her a video.
You can just say, Mom, you can use it on your neck. You know, when you have neck aches.
And tighten those muscles.
And right. you can just let it wander to wherever it needs to go.
Yes.
Makes you relax, Mom. You're stressed.
Yes.
She'll say, I know what this is. Yes, she will. And she will know what it is, and that's good.
Well, it was kind of disturbing having her tell me about butt plugs, so, you know.
She told you about butt plugs.
Yes.
What was that? What is that story?
She doesn't like anal, and
your
my
mom
dad...
doesn't like anal. Okay.
I kind of don't like anal either.
I don't either.
I don't like anal at all.
I don't like anal.
Like,
I tried it.
Here. All I can say is I'm amazed that you're having a conversation with your mom about whether she likes anal.
Well, my mom's kind of a perv. Like,
really?
You ask Jeff over there, like, how uncomfortable conversations can be with my mom.
Yeah.
But she one time was like, yeah, your dad made me try a butt plug, and it was very uncomfortable, and I pooed a lot. I'm like, oh, that's
wow.
lovely. Thank you, Mom.
She's very descriptive.
Yes, yeah,
she is.
Well, now, we have Derek
See,
on the line.
He's shaking his head over there. He's like, yeah.
Derek is fantasizing about older women. So Ooh. Maybe
and what line's
he
Derek
would get
on?
Together with your mom. Line ah. two.
Line two. Okay.
You know.
You want to talk
maybe
to him?
Maybe your mom should
yes,
have an
I
older
do.
Woman.
Let's talk to him.
I think she needs a younger man, like 21.
That's what I mean.
Ooh,
she
cougar.
Should be the older woman.
Yeah.
You're right.
Cougar.
She has yeah. great boobs, by the way, people.
Okay.
She has what?
Great boobs.
Okay,
really?
Derek's going
like
to appreciate
yours?
That, I have a feeling.
Oh, no, you she got, has really got. Big boobs.
Oh, big
Ooh,
boobs.
Mommy
yeah.
boobs.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can talk to Derek. Hello, Derek. You're on the air.
Derek?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So, Cadence's mom is an older woman.
Where do you live?
Well, actually, I'm an older woman, too.
Well, you are.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm not sure how old you are, but I imagine I'm older than you.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 23.
23, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are you an older woman?
Oh, 29.
You're 29?
Yep.
Oh, see, I didn't know. Well, mm-hmm. Cadence is an older woman.
Say what now?
She's an older woman.
How old do you want yeah. them?
Say what now?
How old do you want a woman to be for you?
Probably 46.
Oh.
My mom's 46.
There you go. Asia's mom.
And Asia's hot, so, you know.
Yeah.
Her mom's probably hot,
We've
too.
Got a couple of mom possibilities here.
Asian, so I'm sure
I'm actually taken in a way,
yeah.
if you want something serious. Do you want something serious with this older woman, or are you just looking for, you know, a little fun?
A little fun.
A little
okay,
fun.
My mom's there then. My mom's totally there.
Is your mom in L.A.?
No, she's in Sonoma County.
Okay, you got to travel a little bit, Derek, okay?
All right,
good. So did you just wanted to say that? Did you have any questions? Did you want to help us to celebrate Masturbation
Month? Did you want to masturbate, you know?
What now?
Hi, big boy. You like older women?
Hey, Susan.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek.
What's up?
Susan, do you smoke cigarettes?
Do I smoke cigarettes? Well, I have. I mean, not regularly. Why? You have a cigarette fetish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh, we have
like
someone
to,
here for you.
I like to look at those lips wrapped around a filter.
Do you have a leather cigarette case?
Cigarette cases?
A cigarette case?
It's called a, you know, hard pack. You don't need anything special.
Now, Cadence is a professional smoker. And she knows what she's talking about. And she is a slightly older woman. So.
And she is fucking hot.
And she's smoking. Yes. She's a smoking woman. Yeah. Yeah, it's very masturbatory.
What's I can get
number?
My mom to smoke for you.
You did the number you just called.
The number
that's
you
number.
Just called, that's her number.
1-866-289-7068. By the way, that's our number.
Right. All right. Anything else?
You can come to my website for smoking fetish videos.
Go ahead. Tell them.
OiTomboy.com. Mm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Do you masturbate, Derek?
Yeah, I masturbate.
All right.
Good.
You want to masturbate now?
Yeah.
Yep.
But okay. This could take all show.
Is this going to take a long time? Or?
Is this guy...
How long?
Take some time. Unless you're... Probably. Are you? Can you be quick on the trigger for the sake of broadcast expediency?
Of masturbation month.
And masturbation month.
The FCC has a ruling that you have to come real quick.
Let me just tell you that we're smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wrapping now, my lips around this cigarette and smoking it so
well. Yeah.
I think I need to give me a cigarette. I need to get into the mood here, Derek. I don't usually smoke. I haven't smoked a cigarette.
I think I'll pull down my zipper.
Last time I was here.
Do you have a cock ring, Max?
Really? This is what you do to me.
Yep. I'm an unhealthy little girl.
You are. You're healthy in some ways. You look
bad girl.
Okay. I'm lighting it up, Derek.
Derek, you ready?
Are you stroking it? This is masturbation month. I'm giving you a chance here. Okay, so you're going to stroke it.
How big is it?
And I'm
going to
light it, and as I...
I want to know how big it is.
Puff. I blew a smoke ring or two.
You hear this?
Susie's smoking it hard.
Yeah, smoking it hard. Run down, baby.
So, Derek, I'm suffering for you right now. I'm giving myself, you know, a scratchy throat.
And secondhand smoke to everybody, to staff and stuff.
Smoking is a terrible sin, but don't let anyone tell you that smoking isn't sexy.
Yeah, we're back in the 50s, right. When it was okay.
No,
the Marlboro Man.
Yeah.
It's a sin. Actually, it's making me very lightheaded. Okay, Derek. I can't take it.
That's very hot.
That's sexy.
Super sexy.
You just think about us, okay? Did you come
just
yet?
Just in time for Cadence to chain smoke.
You okay now? Hello?
Derek,
he came and
hello.
Left.
Hello.
Ejaculated.
Now that's rude, okay, Derek?
When they hang up on you...
Well, I think Mr. Maximilian's making him uncomfortable.
You think he is?
Yes.
I probably made him come.
You give him so much leeway.
Yeah, with the hung up. You got that Tom Waits voice going on, and, you know.
Didn't he oink at him?
How do you know he's not bisexual?
It didn't seem like it.
After all, he likes the idea of your lips wrapped around
a stick.
A girl. Come on.
No, wrapped around.
I like the idea of her lips wrapped around anything.
I can make anything sound gay if I try.
Yeah,
wrapped around someone else's cock. I don't know.
How
about a straw at McDonald's?
I wanted to hear him moan.
I want to hear some real masturbation.
Okay. It's masturbation month.
Come on, people.
All right.
Yeah, you don't need a credit card. It's all free. You just call in and we take care of you.
And come for us.
So I gave you that one for your mom, right?
Yeah.
And I'm giving you this one for you.
Who do we have on line one? Who's on line
one? And you get a white one because you got a red one last time.
Yes, I
love new toys.
And
I'm going to bang a really hot Asian on Wednesday called Asa Akira.
Are you?
Nice.
Yeah. Need new toys.
And we have batteries.
Ooh, Dr. Seuss.
Love the batteries.
We provide. Last time we had to look for batteries. Now we have
We got prepared.
Who's on line one?
Imtiaz. I wonder if Imtiaz will masturbate.
Okay, let's talk to a nice Muslim boy.
Mm-hmm. And you stop talking because you're making them uncomfortable.
Ooh,
whoa. Aren't you bossy?
Oh, yeah.
Feisty.
I listen to it.
She,
feisty little bitch.
Actually, empty
ass. You're so hot.
He likes to be the man with all the women around him.
Empty ass loves me.
He is the man.
He does, actually. Empty ass does love Max. But that doesn't mean he's bisexual.
You want to talk to him? Or?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. I want to talk to him.
Go ahead.
Empty ass.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I am doing well.
And how's Max?
Can't you hear him booming away?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah, nice talk to you, Max.
Nice talking to you, Empty Oz.
Mm. Merry Masturbation Month.
Woo!
Do you celebrate that
in Islam?
You
know the right Monique Walker, is that correct?
Yes, I saw the real Monique Walker. We were not looking at the correct one.
Yeah, you're looking at a Schwarzer, you know, I couldn't believe it.
A what? Don't talk in racist terms.
Oh, who is
no,
that?
No, I wasn't talking in racist terms. That's the word they use.
It's a Yiddish word, and it is a pejorative word.
That's a word they use
what? What does that mean?
It means African American.
It means black.
Does it?
It's like a camel jockey.
Right.
That's right.
Oh, my God, you guys.
There you go.
Jeez.
Honestly, I don't even know what those words
mean. Or a WAP.
Or a WAP.
Right.
Not a whopper.
Wait, okay, stop the racist shit.
You're the right girl now, you know, apparently, huh?
Okay.
We got our skinhead girl here, and she's offended by racist stuff. Okay?
She doesn't like racist stuff. She got tattoos all over her.
I got the anti-swastika right on the back of my leg.
She got a swastika on the back of her leg.
Anti-swastika.
Oh, anti.
This ain't your Jesse James girlfriend.
Oh! God, I actually got asked to play Michelle Bombshell in a parody, and I was like, no. Sorry.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, you didn't want to get your head tattooed, even temporarily.
I didn't want to play a racist bitch.
Right.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Good for you. You are what you play.
So what's going on, Empty Oz?
You know, Susan, you know, when you had that, you know, that article in the paper regarding masturbation.
Yes.
You know, I wrote a little, comment about it.
Yes, you did.
If you remember, you know, what I mentioned was that, you know, in my personal life, the only time I really masturbated for any length of time was when I was married, ironically, you know.
That's not actually ironic. That is pretty usual, yeah.
Well, for me,
but
it was
not
ironic
for
because,
your
you know, you currently get married because, you know, you have a wife and hopefully sexuality becomes a common part of your life. But in my particular case, it was quite the contrary because I remember so distinctly that in those days, this is quite a few years ago, obviously. Those days, I was so frustrated in my life that I was masturbating regularly and imagining things, you know, imagining meaning that, you know, having these kind of what I call fantasies in my own mind that were all, you know, that were all sort of a little nasty, or not nasty, how should I put it?
A little nasty.
Do share.
No, I mean nasty in the sense that they were not what I would call, the normal, common sexual fantasies one might have. I had all these, images in my mind, and I remember very distinctly, I'm going back about 20 years ago, obviously, it's not recently, you know, but I remember so distinctly at that time that I was kind of at a stage in my life where I was feeling, I had all these, you know, these sexual feelings in my life, and my body was reacting, and I couldn't find sex in my own life very pleasant.
Aww.
So I ended up doing, you know, this on a regular basis.
Yes.
And I found that to be, the reason I found it to be strange is because growing up as a child and growing up in the world I grew up in, they had put a fear of God in me regarding masturbation, obviously, you know. And that's why I found
what did they tell you?
Odd,
what is it?
I never,
MTS, slow down.
Is it a sin?
What did they tell you? Meaning,
you're Muslim. What
Muslim
did they tell you?
Yeah.
Tell us what they told you.
What they
well,
told you?
Well, you know, what happened was when I was going to school at St. Joseph's, which was the
Catholic
school I went
school.
To, the
school.
Convent
right.
I went to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were, you know, we lived in a frustrated world, obviously, because there was, you know, no access to any female than we were young boys growing up, you know, obviously. So somebody told me that if you masturbate, you're going to die and go to hell. Okay?
Well, that's one of
that's
them,
a
right?
Standard Catholic.
That's one of them.
So you're
sort of
Muslim,
hype.
But you went to a Catholic school?
Which is actually was quite common during those
really?
Years.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nothing unusual.
No,
I mean, in my part of the world,
yeah.
The Catholics had come there and.
Where
you know,
are you from?
Like, put together schools for, you know, for people, and also because they wanted to convert people there. A lot of conversion took place amongst the poor people in my part of the world.
Where are you from?
I'm from a place called Bangladesh.
Oh, okay, that makes
but
sense.
But he's very international.
Well,
aren't you?
He's actually very easy to talk to, though.
Yeah,
too.
He's yeah. Like very handsome
seemed
guy.
Yeah. Cultured.
Yeah, yeah, he's you very should cultured. See him on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
He's always on Facebook.
Are you hot? Am I talking to a lady who's really good looking?
Yes, all the ladies you're talking to are really good
all,
looking.
They're all hot.
I must come to speakeasy then in about 3 weeks. I
listen,
want to check them all out.
Hugh Hefner, Hugh Hefner called me tonight, and he said, "Max, who are you having on the air?" I said, "I ain't even going to tell you. They're not blonde. I can
tune
tell
in,
you that."
Tune in, Hugh.
Yeah.
Tune in, baby. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
By the way, how's my friend Asia, the real good-looking Eurasian woman? You know.
Hello, I'm right
she's
here.
Right, she's right there. Yeah.
She's very hot.
Here. She's yeah. dressed up yes. as a nurse.
Yes,
she
I
is
am.
So
hey, don't spank me.
Huh?
I heard you really pack a real wallop, huh?
I think
she's a
she
good
would.
Spanker.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
We have a nice, soft deerskin leather whip.
And I love that whip.
Mm.
No, but in all, let's get back to my question, though.
Get
this
back
is
to
really
your question.
Question.
It has
sure,
to do
go
with
right
masturbation.
You know,
we'll get back to your question.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because even recently, somebody from Pakistan just IM'd me one day and told me that he was masturbating regularly.
Yes.
And what should he do? You know, and I told him, why are you doing it? Because he said, well, because in my, you know, I mean, there's nothing else I can do. And that the same concept applies where I came from, because in my time growing up, there was not even a chance of possibly having any sexual contact with the female gender, because I was into all men's school, obviously, you know.
Obviously.
So,
well, then you can have a circle jerk.
I'm not homosexual. I'm not some guy who's gay. So,
that sounds
okay.
fun.
So what's your question, MTS?
My point is that it's a very powerful, it's a very powerful kind of an urge, and actually it can be a lot of fun. I mean, you know, can be at least.
Well,
has
yes,
been in the past.
That's what it's all about. Sex for one is lots of fun.
Well, and also sexual repression, it causes a lot of psychological damage. I mean, I'm very
yeah.
sure of that. So it
and,
would be,
and a lot of violence.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they
we
take
need
it out
to
in
release
other ways.
Tension,
yeah.
You know, like George Carlin said, if God had intended us not to masturbate, he would have made our arms shorter. Okay?
Yep.
So, our arms are long enough to give us pleasure.
But I mean,
and there's a reason for that.
Like dogs
because
are
we
able
need
to
the
lick
pleasure.
Each themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, dogs have a harder time. That's why they got to
oh,
rub
no.
up against
my dog.
They got to use.
No.
They got to do oral sex all the time.
On each, yeah,
at least
themselves,
we can do it
though.
With our hands.
They can do it on themselves.
Yeah,
yeah
they
imagine
can
human,
do it on themselves.
Imagine human
right.
beings, though.
Yeah. Look, there are some porn stars that can
work.
Do it on themselves. Not women, though. I don't think.
Don't
well,
talk about
know.
Ron Jeremy, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk about him.
Well, he's not the only one.
No, but he's famous for that,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, he is.
But, I mean, I
oh,
just...
he set himself
I
up?
Noticed that religion and sexuality is such a issue.
Well,
and
yeah, and especially religion and masturbation, because religion are great religious leaders. Well, you know, actually during the Greco-Roman period, masturbation was considered fine. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Diogenes said, would that I could simply rub my stomach to allay my hunger the same as I can rub
yeah.
my genitals to allay my sexual needs.
I and remember that when I was like 13 reading
that's
that.
That's a paraphrase. but yeah, I mean, the Greeks were totally into it. Hermes supposedly taught Pan how to masturbate.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pan was in love with a nymph who didn't love him.
Mm-hmm.
And Pan's usual method of dealing with unrequited love was to rape the nymph.
Yep.
And so Hermes said, hey, slow down, bro. You know, I'm going to teach you how to do this thing. It's going to help
alleviate.
You, you know, keep the nymphs okay, and you don't have to rape the nymphs, or the sheep, for that matter, or the goats, or whoever Pan might rape. Anyway,
there's
it's an
goats.
Anti-rape technique, according to the Greeks and Romans. But then, of course, the monotheists, the Jews, the Christians, and, Allah forgive me, the Muslims, came in and said, no, none of this masturbation. Yeah, it's bad for you. It's spilling the seed. The seed must go into the pussy. Of course, they don't say pussy, but you know, the seed must procreate.
The what? Wait a minute. What did you call it?
The hoo ha.
The hoo ha.
Hoo ha.
Still there.
Yeah. Hoo ha. That's a good word. Hoo ha.
Yeah. Well, it's just. I think that it could alleviate a lot of religious problems if people could.
I think certainly in the Catholic Church, Pope Benedict, listen, you have to do is say masturbation is okay, and you will probably solve a lot of the problems you have with these horny priests going after, you know, improper
partners. We are the new crusaders. We are the crusaders of liberté and libertine. We are the crusaders of this. We are the foot soldiers that are changing the world one by one, and changing our genders one by one, and changing the rules one by one.
Well, it's all about finding out who you are as well. It's a part of you.
One by one, which is how you usually masturbate. Although you can masturbate with a partner. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Or in a whole group, you can have the circle jerk.
Sure,
yeah.
You know, what is with you right now with the circle jerking?
Well, are we in a circle right now?
We can use a cracker, though.
Okay, Imtiaz, did you actually have a question? Because we're sitting here bloviating about religion and
What is your question?
You know, is masturbation wrong? Is there anything wrong in it, or is it perfectly all right?
It's perfectly fine.
I think it depends on people's beliefs, though.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think it's more in the pressure that other people give you. I think it's the pressure that other people put upon you.
You know, anything good in life, such as these chocolate balls, which are good,
chocolate
but you can
balls.
Eat too much of them, you know, and you can masturbate too much. If you're masturbating 12 times a day
Who's coming up, Lisa?
Instead of having sex with your
who's
wife,
coming,
who wants
Lisa?
To have sex.
Who's coming? Tell us.
Oh, rubber neck.
Oh, yeah.
15 minutes.
All right.
15 minutes. Where are you going?
Yeah. All right. Go get them.
You have to go out.
But I mean, if it will, you know, make you feel bad morally or guilty, I mean, you have to find a way around it and make yourself feel good in some way. You know?
Actually, the guilty people, they tend to have the biggest orgasms, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, because they have so much of a
repression,
perverse.
That it just...
But then again, Asia doesn't feel guilty at all, and she has no orgasm. Anybody can have it. You know, guilt doesn't get in the way of orgasms if you don't let it. Just
let me
turn your guilt into a turn-on.
Yeah, let me just tell you. Those are your private parts. You do with them what you will, and that shall be the whole of the law. The whole of the law. Right. So
these are your private parts. Do you think you're going to go to hell for masturbating?
Catholics came up with go to hell, hair on the palms.
Right.
What else?
Blindness.
Right.
And I noticed.
And death.
I noticed there's a lot of people with hair growing from their palms.
I'm looking for
And you go, oh, masturbator, can we help you?
Well, think about it this way.
Anybody has hair on their palms.
I know, fucked a bunch of prostitutes,
wait a minute.
Die quicker.
Wait a minute. If they said you grow hair on your back.
That's hella gross.
that's a little threatening because that's very possible. You can do that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Especially
because of all the testosterone.
So if you see a guy that has hair on his back, audience,
probably an
you know
master,
you're masturbating.
Armenian.
I just think it's about what's right for you. You know?
Okay, MTR, so wank away.
Wank away.
You know, and tell your young friends they can wank away. Just, you know. Anything good in life, you can overdo.
And let us be among the revolutionaries.
Moderation. Right. Moderation.
And in every religion, whether Muslim, whether Catholic, whether Catholic, Christian, some Buddhist, we are the liberators once you understand that we need to reach our freedom, we need to reach love, we need to love ourselves, and we need to stop killing each other.
And we already know what the priests
shoot
are doing.
Shoot the gun between your legs, right? Shoot the gun between your legs and drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. Yeah, we need to stop killing each other and masturbate a little more. And it's really...
It's all about world peace.
You know, right. I mean, yeah. Let's put it this way. There are so many bad habits you can have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, drinking, smoking. You know, overeating. There's so many bad habits that really harm your body. Masturbation does not harm your body. How about that? It might harm your social
and
life.
And it releases dopamine. It,
yeah. I mean,
if you're just sitting at home wanking to porn, then you're probably limiting yourself
You're not experiencing
socially.
Life.
Right. But if you're in a it's not hurting your body.
Is it what? Possible or is it too long for you?
What's that?
Excuse me?
What do you want
May
to do?
May I share a small story? For
yes,
minutes?
Absolutely.
2 minutes, because people are waiting.
After that, you have to pay for advertising.
Right, and then you have to come.
No, the reason I'm mentioning this to you is that, you see, some years ago, I knew somebody in British Columbia in Canada, and she had this rather very sexy voice, very sexy, I mean extremely. And she was an older woman, my age, and... very passionate Scorpio, you know. Very
Ooh,
passionate.
Like Max.
Yeah, we love
Scorpio. Anyway, a sexy
I
voice, and
Scorpio.
He's a Scorpio.
Anyway, what happened was that I was overseas and in a rather, you know, conservative place where there was, you know, life was rather dull, you know.
Dull.
Yes.
In any case, this woman would call me on a regular basis and be the most disgusting, filthy slut you could be on the phone.
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, I'm just being honest. I mean, she was...
Do you have her phone number?
She's not a slut. She just happened to do that role play on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would have the biggest orgasm that I've had in my life, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Phone sex.
All right.
I like
and,
you.
And the reason I'm only bringing it up to you is because I remember this so distinctly for about, you know, maybe 2-3 months. I was stuck somewhere in the Middle East.
Ooh.
And she would call me every week. I mean, it was without fail.
That's a good kind of stuck.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm bringing it up is because she really was, I mean, she's still a good friend of mine, and she's perfectly very intelligent, well-spoken woman, but
I'm
she
sure
knew
she
exactly
is. It takes
how
an
to
intelligent, well-spoken
time,
woman
you know?
To be filthy, dirty on the phone.
Let me tell you a little story if you've got 2 minutes.
Wait, whoa. Everybody's telling stories.
Wait a minute. I got to tell a story. Wait a minute. I got to tell.
When all the men wanted that. Tell their masturbation story.
When I was a fugitive... from the law and being persecuted and prosecuted, I used to get a call every night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from this really slutty chick, okay? And I had the biggest fucking orgasms overlooking the harbor of Khan that you could ever imagine. And it was my
slutty
wife.
Slutty chick.
It was my wife. Yeah.
That is really hot. I'm sorry. That's really hot.
All right. Tell the story about me.
Yeah. And I was a fugitive from the law.
Aww.
So I understand. And those are the things in our lives that touch us. These are the things that change our lives. And these are the things that bring peace to our life. Because when I grew up, okay, all these yellow-looking people and Asian people and all of those... These were the enemies of our country.
Not and enemies anymore.
Not anymore. And they told me, wait a minute. I grew up and they told me that the yellow people were going to invade California. They were coming in submarines, literally. And we built bunkers. Nobody told me they were coming in at LAX and they were friends.
Mm.
And so the whole world has changed. And we have to change it with the Arab world. We have to change it with the Muslims. We have got to do business together. We got to have friends, right?
And we have to masturbate together.
Definitely network.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we got to do.
We've all got to masturbate together.
Masturbate with your friends from Australia.
Really what masturbation is.
And China.
All about.
Masturbate with the
web
great
cam.
Tyrant over here. God, look at you.
Well,
look at her.
I know, huh? Imtiaz, we're surrounded by... beauty, by feminine beauty here. And
I wish I was there then, because I would love to look at the feminine beauty around you.
Yes, well...
Although the finest lady in all of Los Angeles is you. So that, I mean, I wouldn't look at anybody else probably anyway, you know?
Aww. Everyone's being nice to me tonight so they can tell their stories.
That's because of that little G-string you've got on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is my
it's
little...
It's like super small.
Lust. Oh, my God.
Lust at Veritas, baby.
By the way, I liked your picture, Susan. That's a lovely picture in the Beverly Hills Hotel. I think that's a beautiful picture.
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, with Dr. Remy.
Dr. Remy.
He's big stuckin. Took us to high tea at the Polo Lounge.
Yeah.
Yes. So we had a lot of fun. We ate a lot of scones.
Scones.
And coddled cream, which is, I don't know. Coddled cream.
Okay, you know, you're giving me all these fantasies in my head, and it's just not helping my concentration, right?
Yeah. She's so... Listen, I got three of the most beautiful women in the fucking world, okay? Right here.
All right, MTAZ. MTAZ is going to come visit us sometime in the next few weeks with his mother.
Nice to talk to you again, Susan.
Okay, you take care.
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
I have a crush on you.
Send your mother a vibrator.
Yeah.
For Masturbation Month and Mother's Day, combine them.
I should call my mom right now.
Right.
Be like, hey, Mom.
Yeah.
You want to go
masturbate?
Yeah,
put her on the air. Nice to talk to all of you.
Let's put her on the air.
707?
Okay, hold on a second.
Oh, you got a 707 number?
Yeah.
Okay,
nice. We're going to do that.
Sonoma County?
Okay,
yeah, so we're going to do that.
Maybe you should write it down and somebody should call.
Oh, yeah.
Don't have him call.
Get the number.
Hello, producer.
Yeah, else everyone's going to
be calling your
mom. MTAZ. We're going to take another call.
It'll give her a
mom's out of Are you going to masturbate tonight?
Bye-bye.
You sure is.
Are you going to masturbate tonight?
And not tonight, you know.
You should.
Yes,
tonight is masturbation month.
Tonight's
the first night of
May Day.
Okay. We're going to call her mom.
We're going to call her mom.
Bye.
Okay,
stay
bye,
tuned.
MTAZ.
We'll be right back.
All right. And we are Radio Suzy One on the worldwide
Web.
Worldwide revolution, worldwide sexual revelation. And masturbation is the subject tonight.
Okay.
And we're going to call Cadence's mom.
All right. So
you know that she's there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so hold on a second.
Okay.
We need...
this is great. Okay.
Nori?
Maybe Grace.
Where's Mar?
Grace needs to take the number and call.
Where's Mar?
Okay, there's Mar.
Her name's Diane.
Get her on the phone.
Okay.
Tell her daughter...
Is her last name St. John?
No.
No.
Okay, Diane.
She knows all my stuff, though. So.
But we can say you're Cadence St. John. Yeah. Cadence St. John.
She wants to talk to you right now.
Okay. All right.
So Cadence, you're extraordinary.
So Jason
event.
And Jody, hang on. We know you're there, and we're going to be
me
talking
know when
with
you have it.
Shortly, okay. But we can't resist. After all, we had Asia's mom on the show last week.
Really?
Yeah, Asia's.
We did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're starting a pattern here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom is very blunt, and
cool.
She does all these very passive-aggressive.
Blunt is
like,
good. Yeah. Passive-aggressive is intriguing.
Jeff, I'm calling my mom.
Okay.
We're calling her right now.
Call mom.
What?
Hey, it's almost Diane? Mother's Day. Are you going to tell her about the gift I gave her? Or should
yes.
I? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be like, Dr. Susie gave you a gift.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Okay. Well, she'll be fascinated by you, you
Mother's
know?
Mother's Day is coming. Masturbation month is here.
Okay, so should we go to line two for a moment, see what's going on?
Yeah, I guess we're having a slight delay.
All right,
so line two is Jody,
line,
I think.
Hello, Jody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jody.
What's going on?
You are on the air, baby.
It
took you 8 hours? No, you haven't been on hold for 8 hours.
No, he's been calling all day.
Oh, you've been calling all day.
Damn.
Well, now you're on, so don't be complaining. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I talked to a lady already. I thought y'all knew.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Northern California.
Northern California? Are you near Cadence's mom?
No.
Sonoma County?
Hey, it's Masturbation Month,
so what's up?
Jody.
What's your question?
Happy Masturbation Month.
Miss Susan Block.
Yeah, it's Dr. Susan Block.
Yeah,
and I'm
Dr.
here.
Susan
Black. Yeah,
Dr. Susan Black.
I have a nurse to prove it.
And Dr. Max.
That's Prince Max.
Oh, no. Prince Max, sorry.
Yeah, okay. I'm here. What do you want to talk to me about?
I don't want to talk to no man. No.
You don't want to talk to
no
man?
No man.
Okay, well, you're not going to talk to no man. Just Max is here.
I don't
here.
Want to talk to a man, any man.
Right, gotcha. Okay, you're getting
we'll
a little tiresome now. Come on, you're being very demanding.
Yes,
you've been on the
area.
Just tell me
you?
What you want to talk about.
You're
on the
man.
It's masturbation month.
A foot fetish.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. So you have a foot fetish, don't you?
Big time.
You like big feet?
Or small feet?
As long as they're not ugly?
Yeah.
Okay, no ugly feet here, right? Any of you ladies have ugly feet?
No.
Okay. We don't have any ugly feet here. Don't you say anything, Max. Okay. Now, we all have pretty feet. When you masturbate, since this is masturbation month, what do you imagine with the foot?
Everything.
Sucking it, licking the toes.
Yeah, just like worshiping them, you know?
Worshiping them. Uh-huh. Worshiping feet. Bare feet or feet in stockings or feet in shoes?
All kinds.
Okay.
Everything.
Good. I like that. I like the variety, you know.
Do you like shoes and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I like how some shoes look on the feet, but I don't have a shoe fetish. I have a foot fetish.
Okay.
Foot fetish, toe fetish. You like pedicured toes?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay, well, you just think about all of our pretty pedicured toes up your nose and masturbate tonight and have a happy masturbation month. Okay, Jody? I think we're going. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. Now Cadence is talking to her mom. Okay, what?
I said, what do you ladies like having done to your pretty feet?
I like my feet to be massaged, first of all. Massage. Don't break the pocket rocket now.
I'm sorry. I want to masturbate.
Yeah, you should masturbate.
Rub my crotch a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all going to masturbate now.
At least rub her crotch.
Except for Cadence, who's talking to her mom.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Hold on.
So we are going to, we're all going to masturbate, and we're going to say goodnight.
And we have Jason on line one. You want to take line one? Jason?
Yes.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jason, especially with this pocket rocket between my legs. Merry Masturbation Month.
I can barely hear you.
It kind of tickles after a while.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, well, just crank it up there, Mr. Engineer. Okay.
I think I can hear you a little bit better. What were you saying about something in coochie or something?
I didn't say that. I was talking about my hoo-ha.
Oh, you have a thing between your legs.
Anyway, I don't have it there anymore. So, now, how come her mic isn't on? Because she's talking to me. Yes, Christina.
The pocket rocket can really stimulate you.
It's very stimulating. It packs a wallop. That's why they call it a pocket rocket.
At first, I'm like, ooh, it moves too much. But then I'm like, wait.
Oh, you just have to get it in the right spot.
No, it started tickling a little too good.
I have a thing about masturbation that feels good to me for some reason.
What's that, darling?
Well, it's, masturbated last night, and I feel like it was really, really good, because I daydream about the thing we've been talking about the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Jason, I remember you. Eeks.
You should.
Yes. Yes, Jason. Well, happy Masturbation Month, and, you know, I hope you someday meet the belly button of your dreams.
Well, I was actually masturbating okay. last night in the bathroom.
Good
the
for you.
Was it a public bathroom? Was it a public bathroom?
That would make it more exciting. Yeah. I bet it was his own bathroom, though. Was it your own bathroom or a public bathroom? A restroom?
And his kids were in his
at
room.
At work? Okay.
Who's your friend there?
We have a bunch of friends. Asia is here. Christina is here.
Hello.
And Cadence is talking to her mom.
Hey, how are you doing, lady?
To her freaky mom.
Your mom's being shy? Okay.
That's all right. Moms can be shy.
She can be shy.
Where's my battery?
Tell her to...
we're going to focus... Favorite little
thing. There's too many things to focus on.
Bye.
So we're going to say goodbye.
Line two?
No, Jody is the one we were talking to earlier.
Okay.
Okay, he keeps calling back. Okay, so...
Okay, I just want to tell her mom that...
Where's your mom? We got off the line with...
No. She's being a little shy.
Oh, you know, is she listening to the show?
I don't think so.
No.
Well,
it's okay. Just
try and call her in a minute.
You want to try and call her in a minute?
Okay.
Private.
Okay. Do that.
Should we call private?
Well, why doesn't she want to go on?
Because she's being a little shy.
Oh.
Ooh.
Because the lack of sex life.
Oh, no. But, you know, that's nothing to be shy about.
I know.
Let's try that one more time.
But she's shy about her lack of sex life. But did you tell her what month it is?
Yes.
Okay. And that's got nothing to do with having a partner or having any kind of social life. You can do it by yourself.
She can be a part of my life you know, doing this.
You're really sweet. You're really, you know, one of the
things. I love my mom.
Yeah, I know you do.
Great.
I can tell.
Like,
you're going to drag her out of the closet.
I get a lot of my, sarcasm and everything from her.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, I would love to talk to her, but maybe she feels a little intimidated by you and your stardom.
I'm not that much of a star.
Well, but she actually
just found out about all, I was modeling for years, and then I went into porn, and she was like, oh, I thought you just modeled, and I was just like, no, you knew all along what I did, and she was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
But she's like a free spirit. She was around during the civil rights movement, and she's very hippie-ish and, you know, go your own way if it makes you happy type of thing.
Yeah, philosophically. So. But, you know, it's always tough to watch your daughter grow up. I think it's tough. So.
All right, so let's go to Jason on line one.
Jason, we just talked to Jason.
No, we did?
Yes.
And Jody?
Yes.
Jody, yeah.
We talked to both of them.
Okay.
Who else is on the line?
They were very nice.
They were nice, right?
Oh, Christina, you're very nice.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Susie.
No, she's naughty. I like it. Look at her.
But
naughty and naughty. I just look
naughty
that way.
With the bed tousled hair.
Hey, you know, I you ran three out of the ladies house. Were all at Arrows Day.
Yep.
You were.
Yeah.
That's right. Everybody was at Arrows Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time we were all together.
Yeah.
So we kind of spend holidays together.
Yes.
Yeah. Arrows Day, now
well,
Masturbation
Well, I was very
month.
Unhappy to miss your anniversary. Yeah, I was so, celebrating that is amazing. Like, you don't see that a lot at
what's
all.
Your excuse? Where were you?
I had to go to...
Something.
Dr. Susie got a dildo.
I'm sorry.
And that's all right.
I got a dildo. I had a verse.
Did you get her?
Yeah.
And Max got a cock ring.
That's right.
I remember the cock ring.
Yeah. I think he's been using it.
Really?
I hear some vibration going on. Where is that coming from?
Oh.
I think right here.
I think that's Asia.
That's from the continent of Asia.
She's getting a little freaky here.
Yeah.
Did you get her?
Oh, now, you know, this is a certain moment when I'm wondering if you ladies would like to have some agua shots.
No! Last time was bad.
But there was a guy here.
I was sitting there talking to you, like, nonsense for hours and hours. It was hilarious.
You were wonderful.
Like, well, because I love you.
Okay. And like, I love you. Like, we love you.
All your experience, I just want to know. And I was just going like, I want to know. I want to know. And you're like, you have to be specific. I'm like, just tell me. just tell me everything.
Yeah, so, that was very charming. That was. That was very, very charming.
Very, very embarrassing.
No, not at all. But, I mean, I'm not going to make you drink.
Okay, we've got Lorelai on line three.
Lorelai. We know Lorelai. We love Lorelai.
She couldn't get a babysitter.
Yes. Oh, really?
Here we go.
Okay, Lorelai. Let's talk to Lorelai.
Go ahead.
Merry Masturbation Month, Lorelai.
Merry Masturbation Month, Susie.
Baby.
Are you celebrating?
I didn't celebrate tonight, but I celebrated last night.
Oh, what did you do?
Hello?
What did you do?
I was at home by myself. Brian wasn't here yet, so I was frisky, and I brought out my toys and my nightstand and had a good old masturbation.
Really? What kind of toys?
I have a rabbit.
A rabbit?
Oh, I love those.
You do?
Oh. Yeah. Mm. Like, it hits just the right spots.
All
right,
I'm going to masturbate now. I can't take this.
Everybody masturbate now.
Where's yours?
Where'd yours go?
Should I open my toy?
Yeah. Open your mom's. Open yours. We gave a vibrator to Cadence's mom for Mother's Day and masturbation.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Lorelai, I can't tell you. I have them. All these incredible, beautiful women here.
Yes.
You know.
And one on the line.
And one on the line.
Well, why don't you masturbate with us, Lorelai?
I would love to.
Yeah.
You know, Cadence is here putting together her pocket rocket.
Cadence, oh.
She's very scientific.
I'm like, how do I get this stuff?
You need any help with your pocket rocket?
Need help.
Got it. She's getting it. No.
No.
Here, let me help you.
Someone to help.
I think you put the battery in the wrong way.
Oh, I think you put the battery in wrong. You must have. Okay. Somebody get this working.
Here, let me see.
Oh, you're the nurse. That's right. The nurse always knows how to make the pocket rocket work.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very good with pocket rockets.
And you're a real nurse, Lorelai. Actually, Asia is dressed like a candy. A piece
candy
of candy.
Striper?
Well, yeah. I guess a candy striper. Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, like a piece of candy.
Yeah, you took this. You put it on wrong.
Uh-oh.
Trying to pull it out, but I can't seem to pull it out.
Okay.
Let me see.
Okay. Here, you give it a try, Christina. So,
send it over to
the laser now. Is determined to
send it out to the tech department.
I want her on.
Yeah, here,
she's hilarious.
Send it
on
here. Okay, send it into
maintenance.
We're working on your vibrator, honey.
Yeah.
You broke it already.
We have other ones. Don't worry.
Yeah, pocket
here's another present for you.
Easily.
But you have to put them on.
All right. All
right. Ooh.
Do that.
Gotta do it. Oh. Cadence.
Mamma mia.
All right. So we're.
Where's the webcam though when you need one? I want to see this.
Oh, if you saw this, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh,
can you take this whole thing off?
You gotta take either the bra off or the shirt
off. Gotta take something off.
I'm gonna take off my underwear. Okay.
Take it all off.
Where's my
Actually,
my pants
as
are falling
the nurse,
down?
You should help,
help
her take it off.
Yeah.
As the nurse.
What? How?
Your nurse is going to help
the
you.
The studio is shaking.
We'll help you put it on.
There's
don't
a nurse
break
here.
It. The nurse is going to help you.
Okay.
Okay, see, we have a nurse on the line and a nurse in studio. And between all these nurses, you'll be just fine, Cadence. Don't you worry. Okay, so how do we get the bra off without the shirt off? You got to take the shirt off, too.
Just take
it all off. She's hot. She's ready. Here we go.
Especially with a hot Asian doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
There Whoa. You go. Up, see.
All righty.
So.
There you have it.
That's not bad, actually.
Okay.
Ooh, look at those hardening nipples.
You're just
yeah.
fucking beautiful.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Looks like a
sunburst. Now I really want to talk to my mom.
Yeah.
Oh, mom, look what I'm wearing.
Perfect.
Yay, very beautiful. Okay. Now you can't yeah. move too much with that. Yeah, yeah, very nice. Well, actually, you're doing well. Look at that.
They're
yeah,
like paper clips.
You can shake it. Okay. How are we coming with the pocket rocket?
I don't
know.
I don't know if this thing's getting off of here.
Okay, new one.
Here we go.
New one.
New one.
Get another one. Here, give me that.
I've gone through one too many pocket rockets already.
Here we go.
It's for
Keep
her.
Calling her.
Okay.
Keep calling her.
And
I'm serious.
We have Rubber Necro. Yay.
Oh, wow. Walla walla. Whoa.
She's hot.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome, you guys.
You get her?
Happy Masturbation Month.
Keep calling.
Merry Masturbation Month.
Calling.
Cadence is after her mom. I'm starting to feel sorry for your mom.
Susie, did you get another one?
That's part of being.
Yeah, I got it. I got another one. I got.
You know? Or yeah.
Now, should I put this in maintenance right away to put the battery in?
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Okay. Here we go. I'll give you the battery.
Whoa.
Whoa. Somebody is masturbating the microphone right now.
It feels good.
Yeah.
Mm.
So what toys do you have there, Lorelai?
I have a pocket, well, I have two or three pocket rockets.
You do? Two or three pocket rockets?
The rabbit, as I mentioned earlier. I have like five just plain dildo vibrators.
Wow, you are stocked, girl. What are you looking
I'm
for?
I'm
looking at your toys.
Oh, you're looking at my different toys. Okay.
I can't get this off, though.
Where's the dildo basket? Where is the dildo basket?
Over there.
Can someone get me the dildo basket, please?
My mom hates me.
You have intimidated your mom, I guess.
Well, I guess I'm very...
Yeah, put your...
Wow.
Your
Whoa.
What you looking for?
I'm looking at all your toys.
Oh. Ah, okay. There you go.
Fresh
you
dildos?
Got it. I got it.
Oh, we have fresh dildos now.
Fresh dildos.
And condoms also.
Washed.
Ooh. I was about to ask, are they all clean?
There you go, Susie.
Yeah,
No, I actually put them in the washing machine and cleaned them all earlier
Doesn't
before
that mess
the show.
Them up?
They're all clean.
They're all clean.
No, I can put
good.
It on the wire thing, too. Yeah.
Whoa, ooh. Look at her.
Mm. What's her doing?
Well, right now...
I'm jerking
Cadence
off. I don't know what anybody else is doing.
Rubbing her nipples with the pocket rocket, yeah. And she's got nipple huggers on.
Yeah, and the nipple huggers take the vibration, too.
I bet they do, and they really make your nipples crazy.
What are nipple huggers? I've never heard of these.
Well... You know, that's nipple huggers paper clips. Are yeah. like paper clips, yeah. but they're fancier.
They call me a nipple hugger also.
They're kind of like nipple clamps.
You're such a perv.
I found a few. I used to have a thing with nipple right. huggers. I should get it again.
Yeah.
They're like very snowflakey.
Yes, they are.
And gold. I'm not a big fan of gold, but I'll deal with it.
So what are you using right now? Are you using a dildo, Lorelai?
Yeah, I'm using a rocket.
You're using a rocket? I feel like one of these phone sex guys. I want you to moan for us or something.
Yeah.
You got calls coming.
Oh. I lost my nipple hugger.
You lost Aww. Your nipple hugger.
Don't worry about
no.
it.
Don't worry about it. Just leave your top off.
Okay. For you, yeah.
All right. Now, can I offer you a dildo, ma'am? These are all rubber, different sizes.
They're all clean.
And I also have the tiny one if you like them small. Oh, you like that
Ooh.
One? Okay.
I just want to beat people with it, though.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh. Dick slap them.
Yeah.
There you go. That is an interesting shape. Let me see this one.
It's for the G-spot. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not as big as mine, but
Very
it's
nice.
Okay.
And for the smacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
G
Jeff over there wants to get one of those huge black ones and just like hit and run people with them. Mm-hmm. Just bam!
Bam! Yeah. Okay.
Dr. Susie. Yes. Rubber Necro's going to be
here. Rubber Necro. Come, Rubber.
Line three.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Happy Masturbation
Month. I
actually
heard that she likes agua, so if she can have a drink of agua.
Yeah.
Would you like some agua?
She would love
it. All right. Now you have to lick the salt off of one of your studio mates.
Can I do both?
Yes.
Somebody tell me.
Salt on both of them. On all of us, you can put salt. I will give you the salt to apply.
It looks like a little Coke bottle.
And look at this cute little glass we've got now for the agua. This is a special agua glass.
Oh, sorry. I'm like, yeah. It's more of a weapon.
Okay, now I have the agua bottle facing forward. Okay, guys? But no one's taking the studio picture. Okay, maybe someone is. There.
Pictures are coming. Pictures are coming. Pictures are coming.
Okay, now I'm really going to pour. Okay, there we go. Look at that glass. Isn't that beautiful? It's like a lady.
It's all nice.
A voluptuous lady. With a corset on. Yeah, look at that. That's what they made it look like. A lady with a corset. All right. So where should you do it?
I'm right here.
Nipples are usually a good place.
Oh, come over here too.
To start, you know.
This is Asia Wild Girl. Ooh. Look at her. Wow.
Yeah, look at you. You look like Rambo there. Rambette.
She's fucking beautiful. Mamma mia.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Come on. Where are the nipples?
I got the little nipple pasties.
The nipple pasties?
The nipple pasties.
The little pasty bras that you put on so that you can get cleavage.
Oh.
I'll take it off later.
Well, she's going to take it off later.
Wow.
That's the prescription. Except all attention is on you now. It would be a good moment.
Yeah,
it would be a good moment
time.
Right now.
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. Maybe you can put it on my nipples.
Yeah, yeah. You need a lot of salt with that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Look at that. Whoa. Nice.
Ooh, I need some of those.
See, I like that. You know, you're wearing your silicone outside of your body. No, really.
Yeah.
That's much healthier.
Yeah.
It is than putting it inside, right? I mean, girls need silicone. There's no doubt about it. Especially girls that aren't, like,
so
big.
Awesome.
But
beautiful.
It's beautiful. Whoa. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
She has better boobs than me.
Wow.
Oh, now let's not get competitive. Okay, look at this.
Whoa.
This is fantastic. Whoa, I almost dropped the agua bottle. I did drop the agua bottle. Oh, I need some air.
Whoa.
Hot, hot, hot.
You
okay, and use the pocket rockets. This is masturbation
Where's
month.
Pocket rocket?
Where's your pocket rocket? Here.
I have...
Here, get another one. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh,
upsy-daisy.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's going to be dry masturbation.
This is a masturbation celebration.
Wow.
With agua. Nice.
I am very happy with this gift.
Talk to the microphone.
The pocket rocket rocks.
Yeah, huh. It's good stuff.
Whoa. Hello, Houston. Come in, Houston. We're in outer space. The world looks good.
It's harsh, isn't it? Like, I can't drink it.
No,
Susie's a champ.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Are you seeing it?
I love it.
Looks great, girls. Very nice. Okay, masturbation month is beginning in true fashion.
She has pink
we are kicking it off.
Red and white, and then I switch
red and white panties. What? Are those red and white? No.
They're pink.
Pink.
Pink and black.
Pink and black. Hey, you know.
Switched it up.
Who wants to match?
I have zero.
All right. Hallelujah. Well, that's a great way to start off Masturbation Month.
Mm. Yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to Lisa, so, by the way, not Jeff.
Yeah. So, welcome, Rubber.
Wow. Hey, Rubber.
Thank you.
So,
you look beautiful.
Did I already gave you a pocket rocket, didn't I?
So, your new website.
I got a red one a while back ago.
A red one?
Yeah.
Well,
that's the one my mom's getting.
Really?
Yeah.
I have a red and white one.
I
got two.
Is this yours?
Yeah.
This one's yours. Okay, hold it onto it.
My little silicones right there.
I'm like dry masturbation. And it actually
your new
Yay!
White pocket rocket, because if you have a red one, you need a white one.
Yes.
From Doc Johnson, by the way. Mm-hmm. Our dear friend who sponsors most of our trips to Yale, all of them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sponsors Sex Week at Yale for us.
Nice.
And we give out pocket rockets to all the students. We do. I know, it sounds funny, but it's
great.
It's actually true, and they love it.
Very helpful.
All these hot little young Yaleys going, I'd like to have a pocket rocket.
And here's your battery.
Well, I wish I could have gone. I mean, that sounds like a great conference, you know?
Well, it is.
Yeah.
So we'll get you invited for 2012. They do it every other year.
Oh. I mean... I would love to hear
You're
everybody.
You're much more interesting than Sasha Gray.
Oh, Sasha Gray.
Oh, man, everybody.
Did somebody say Sasha Gray? Stand up.
Be nice. Everyone be nice.
I'm be nice.
Sasha.
I was the one that just, well, I mean.
Sasha,
she's beautiful.
I love you.
She's
I
very,
love
very
you.
Beautiful.
Yes,
I want to put my fingers in her poon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In her poon.
Yes.
And she has that collegiate look.
She has that angelic look, actually. Like, she looks like a good little girl. And I like that.
Okay.
I just want to molest her and put things in her butt.
What was that, Lorelai?
She looks like a good little girl?
Yeah.
Sasha Gray.
Oh, okay.
Like, she looks innocent.
She's, she's a porn star.
Sasha who?
Anyway, you would certainly wow them at Sex
you
Week
would.
At Yale.
Oh, that's nice.
So, actually, all of you would. We should have an entourage of these ladies.
So you
well,
should.
No, I just I think it would be a great experience. I mean, Yale is a very renowned college, obviously.
Is. This is a twist on their motto.
And also, we get a very private, beautiful suite.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dr. Susie is one of the famous Yaleys, along with George Bush, of course.
I remember.
And Bill Clinton.
And Bill Clinton.
Not
really?
Osama.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, Bill Clinton went to law school there.
Oh.
Yeah, he went to Georgetown for undergrad.
And so did Hillary.
Hillary, that's where they met. Mm-hmm. That's where they fell in ambitious love. She went,
Yale is really, really beautiful. They got some sexy, hot girls there.
Yes, they do. Man. And they got some cute guys.
Their brains are just coming
exploding.
Out. Exploding. And sponges. And they got great food.
They do.
Oh, okay. That's good to
That's
know.
Good.
Okay, so you're coming with us next time.
Yes, I will. Okay? Definitely.
Okay.
So, Lorelai.
Yes.
How you doing there?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Yeah. Do you have a fantasy that involves Cadence?
Do I know Lorelai?
Of course you know Lorelai. This is Lorelai.
Up in Lancaster?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Lorelai.
Hello.
See, Cadence hasn't been drinking, and that's why she can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Every blessing when I'm loaded.
This is Lorelai.
I attack Dr. Susie when I'm loaded. Rip her off.
I want to load you. Look at you. You look like you're dangerous.
Well, I'm
With
also cold.
Tattoos.
That's why these are, like, you know, out there.
No, they're great.
Delicious.
They're great.
Yeah.
Oh, look at her boobs.
You're such a toad.
All perking. I love them. Why aren't you here?
How come guys... What about
you
boys'
be here.
Boobs?
Yeah.
Look.
Man pecs.
No, that's where Jeff comes in. Show us your boobs.
Yeah.
All right,
he
men.
Has great boobs.
Men.
Man boobs.
Show
man
your boobs. Man boobs.
Man boobs.
Man boobs.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Put Show that up. Battery in.
Come here, Jeff.
Or you can get your consort to do that.
You know, I love the word consort, by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, you do?
Which one, though?
Every woman should have a consort.
I have like 5, 6 of them.
You do? Tonight?
Jeff, show me your boobies.
I only saw one with you tonight.
Whoa. Yeah. But I have more.
I know. I have seen you with more. You're a woman of many husbands.
Or slaves.
Yeah. Are they slaves?
No, they're not. I'm not a mistress. I'm a
no.
submissive.
She's
really?
Submiss-
yeah.
She's an, oh. She's a submissive that always gets her way.
I like that.
By the way,
this is a, she's not, she's totally submissive, but somehow
I looked at your new website.
She controls
there's
things.
There's some great photos of you.
Thank
really
you.
Really.
Thank you.
Hot.
Did
hot.
You just shoot with Dan? From Guimedia?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was supposed to shoot
yeah.
with you. And
I had to go up north. My mom got a little sick.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. He told me.
That your mom cool. is the source of a lot of subjects tonight.
I don't know why. I just went up north and saw her, and I'm very... I just love her. She has such a great fucking personality, and she's taught
she's
me
a got
lot.
A great daughter.
How is she doing?
She's good now.
That's good.
But I was just a little worried, because I hadn't seen her for so long, so...
Aww.
This is so family-oriented, this whole...
Yes, this is masturbation day.
It's masturbation Mother's Day. May Day.
May Day, May Day.
May Day. Now, on May Day, we dance around the maypole.
What's the maypole?
Jeff, we need you again.
Well, we have various maypoles here.
We have 15 minutes.
And we have 15 minutes. Mm. Mm. Well,
Christina, you look beautiful. Look at
Lisa. Christina. Yes. Oh, what do you? Oh, yes.
Whoa. Hi.
Can I get a shot of Jaeger?
Yeah, sure.
Look at
you
that.
Did,
you know.
A Jaeger?
You look yeah. great.
Oh, you're drinking Jaeger, and you
I?
Think that that makes you like sober compared to this?
Well, no,
I've
never had
a
Jaeger. Harsh, okay.
None of it,
is it?
Oh my god!
Okay, like, let's talk alcohol.
After I had 2 shots of that.
That's
last
like
time,
what? Only what 30%?
I got loaded.
Are you serious?
Jaeger is stronger.
I was just so like, oh my god.
Goldschlager is stronger.
Goldschlager. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My
yeah.
god. That's another one of my favorite
Jaeger straight up.
Oh, I cannot drink Jaeger.
Why aren't you coming and drinking with me? Is Lancaster that far away? I don't think so.
Huh? Where are you
two
got
going?
Party.
I like her a lot. Like,
I know.
I like touching her.
Yeah.
Lorelai.
She's such a sweet girl, too.
Her and Brian.
I want to see the two of you together.
Lorelai.
I thought it was going to happen nice. My anniversary night.
Get over here. What are you doing?
She's in Lancaster. She's masturbating.
I'm not ready to go anywhere.
Masturbating in bed.
Have you been drinking?
No, but I wish I was.
Then get over here.
I wish I could, but
have
I
a drink
can't.
And get over here. That's
yeah, yeah. Have a few drinks and drive. That's yeah. nice.
Why don't you drink and drive?
Thank you, woman.
Where is Brian tonight?
Oh, he's here.
Thank you.
He's there?
Hold on. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Who's here?
Is he masturbating?
Happy masturbation, man.
Chris and Karina.
What?
Chris and Karina.
Oh.
Oh,
what
all about right.
that okay.
guy? They're here.
Chris and Karina. Karina Crash.
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Who's Karina Crash?
And her sexy boyfriend.
And her sexy boyfriend. Now, what is their relationship? Let's talk about them before they get here.
Do I know Crash? Or Miss Karina Crash?
No, it's not... Yeah, I think you do. I'm not sure.
Right here? They were at
no,
my
we
wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't there, so stop throwing it in my face. I'm very upset about that.
Well, I can still keep celebrating it.
You are
yeah,
so
exactly.
you are so fucking sweet.
Well, no. Do you know how rare it is?
I was trying
is?
To put up your pictures this afternoon. I almost masturbated. I really tried to control
like
myself.
Especially the one of you masturbating.
Yeah, the one of you masturbating. I'm like
And it's, it doesn't really show anything, yeah, but you're just kind of lying there and
you just look fucking
masturbating.
I'm good at that.
Laura, on my front page right now. Look at drsusanblock.com and you will
and
see
click and it enlarges
Cadence masturbating.
And you have this beautiful, extraordinary
rubbing
woman.
That clit.
Was that the arrow scene?
I'm having a thing for Asia too, you
Everyone's
know?
Everyone's talking at once. Okay. We're all going to cheer you on now, Lorelai, while you have an orgasm.
Yay!
Woo!
Lorelai! Yay!
Touch that clit.
Okay, what did you have to say, Rubber Necro?
Oh, I was asking, were those pictures from the Errol's Day?
Were those pictures?
Yeah, of her.
Oh, no.
No,
actually, they were from
her Red Couch.
Oh.
From Red Chair.
Yeah, Red Chair.
Oh.
And she did some extraordinary pictures. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm going, okay, I'll put this one up here right.
Okay, real quick before we end the show.
I love
we're almost done.
I'm like,
how do you like to masturbate?
Yeah.
Rubber Necro.
Alone in my bed using a pocket rocket. Actually, yes, a pocket rocket. Oh, or a Hitachi one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the Hitachi.
So mainly
yeah.
Click action.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Would you put anything inside?
My dildo.
Is that rubber?
Is
of
it big?
Does it look like any of these?
Actually, the black one right there.
This black one? Or this black
one? That black one.
Oh,
I
this
thought
black
it was going to be that black
yeah,
one.
Yeah, this is the... Here.
They're all clean.
They're all, they were all washed in the washing machine. this is a black one for you. This is the one you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like G-spot. Black dildos.
So, all right. And what do you like to think about when you masturbate?
I can't wait to get to that one.
What don't I think about?
No, come on, be specific. You know.
Well, most of the times I like wearing latex when I'm actually masturbating.
Uh-huh.
It has to be one sort of latex besides just the dildo.
Oh, my
being
God.
Rubber.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so, but I really like to think about a really hot guy, which... I don't want to name names at the moment. But
yeah, don't name my name, please.
Yeah, it'll go to his head.
Yeah, but that person, I just like thinking about it when I'm masturbating.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's just a fantasy.
Well, person.
What does he look like?
How does he look like?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, all right.
Just because
I'm... Just curious.
No, I know. It's
yeah.
And here they come.
Who's in the cage?
The Crashes.
Oh, wow.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hello.
Karina, Chris, and friends. And hi.
Hi.
These people we need to be introduced to? Or have we met the new couple here?
Jill.
Hi, Jill. Jill and John. Jill and John are dressed up hot for Masturbation Month.
Yeah.
Merry Masturbation Month. That's what it is. We're talking about masturbating. Okay, Asia.
Yes.
How do you like to masturbate?
I like rubbing my clit a lot. That's usually where my orgasms come.
So with a pocket rocket.
Either with my fingers, you're rubbing it in a circular motion really fast. Or the rocket. Or the rocket pocket.
Rocker, yeah, either rocker, way. Yeah. That one.
Or having a guy... Eat me out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it masturbation solo? Or?
Yeah.
Mutual masturbation.
It sort of dissolved into something else. That's what sex does sometimes.
Yeah, I like mutual. Yeah, but
you don't have to have too
much. I've been getting into dry humping lately.
I like. Well,
and what do you like to think about?
A particular someone.
Ooh.
Is it the same someone Mother Necro likes to think about?
No, I saw him for my birthday, but yes.
Mm.
And I will say he is the best.
Whoa.
Best way?
Tell us who he is, then you can advertise his skills.
I'm not going to say no names, but he knows who he is.
Okay. Aww.
I'm going to say names. Just so you know.
Okay. And what do you think about him doing?
Pretty much, hands down, he knows exactly what to do. He knows how to please a woman, slowly, gradually speeding things up. He knows exactly what spots to touch and how, you know, the speed it goes.
The pressure.
Wow.
Yeah, the pressure. And
Cadence is getting competitive now.
Yeah. No. She can keep talking. I'll masturbate to that.
Yeah. And his big, juicy cock just fits perfectly in my pussy.
Wow.
And he does kiss wonderfully.
Whoa.
Thank you so much.
Guy? Yeah. There might be a competition soon.
Funny. Yeah. I didn't know you were so busy.
I'm busy. Tiger Woods has got nothing on me, baby.
Oh, my God.
And your club.
That's okay. Great. That's great.
And Cadence.
Cadence. Oh, my goodness.
Well, me, Cadence. You guys know what the U-spot is?
The U-spot.
The U-spot. No.
The uterus spot.
I rub my urethra a lot in circular motions.
Doesn't that hurt?
Well, after a while, but it, you know, the sensitivity, like, makes it grow, and then you just start coming, and you're just like, but the hand kind of gets, like, cramped up, but.
Yeah.
And then I like the G-spot type of dildos like this with a curve. But what I think about.
let's get to the thought.
Because that's
Jeff
a sinner.
Over there, wrestling the rock, all naked and sweaty.
Wrestling the Rock?
Yeah.
What is the
The Rock? Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Rock. Oh, okay. Lies with it. She kind of
the people's eyebrow.
Hearing about that.
Like, I mean, just like with the perfect asses, and just like I want to make a little sandwich out of it, and so that's what I think about. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm two large men, homoerotic but hot. Like I'm just like.
So you like to see two men together, or have two men
after
you?
Oh no, not having sex.
Yeah,
but wrestling, being manly, just to, like competing against each other, and like
sort of like
all
the,
that testosterone out.
Like I mean, they're so manly; they like just the clash
old,
with their muscles.
Old style Greek Olympics.
Yeah.
We're like naked wrestling.
Yeah, and oil
muscles and oil.
Lots of oil.
Yeah.
I mean, that.
You ready for that, honey? You're going to wrestle Brian.
I'm ready,
baby. But, yeah,
I
want to
see that. Actually,
I got a quadruple bypass, baby.
I don't know what it is, but I mean, I don't like watching two men, like, fuck. But, like, them wrestling?
Yeah.
Ugh. Like, really? I mean, with the muscles everywhere.
And
like,
that makes
Jeff
you
has
cum?
Huge muscles. And
because the subtext is that they're fighting over her.
Yes.
Oh,
and then at the end,
they both win. Where is he?
Jeff?
Yeah, let me get him. Come here, Jeff.
Come here, Jeff.
Get him in a headlock.
Okay.
Come here, Jeff.
No.
Listen.
Come on. Like, you should feel his legs and his butt. It's perfect.
I'd like to.
Yeah. Come here, Jeff. Come here.
He's like, no. Why
seriously,
you do?
Come
what
here.
You
this is he's actually your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, he's coming around. He's coming around.
She's
and
so
we're
pretty.
Almost done with the
her.
Show.
Come
no,
here.
No, that's somebody else.
Come here, Jeff.
We got 4 minutes.
You talk
four
to him
minutes,
like he's a
four
doggy.
Minutes.
Look at him. Look at him.
Where? Oh, there
look
he is.
Look at how
she makes me bark.
Yeah.
Like
look at your beautiful blue eyes and big lips. Show him your thighs and your butt.
Come on. This
come on.
Is
show him your thighs. This is why your mother wouldn't get on the phone. Exactly. Right, Jeff? She's amazing. She's the most fantastic
woman. We've
got 3 minutes.
But
you can be a little intimidating. You know, just kind of seduce him into it. Here I'm telling you how to treat your boyfriend. You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
Nice.
Take his pants off. Oh, yeah. Get the pants. It's masturbation month.
Look.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nice. Oh, very nice. That's beautiful.
Turn around.
Yeah, I can just imagine him wrestling my Max.
Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah.
Perfect butt.
Very
ever.
Nice butt. Very
yes.
nice butt.
See? You're perfect. See, and think about him.
Got 2 minutes,
the
Susan. 2 minutes.
Very well.
Yes.
Susie, 2 minutes.
Very good.
Thank you.
You did that
2
well.
Minutes. 2 minutes.
Your cameo appearance was excellent. Not too much. You know,
but
just
no.
left us
I mean,
wanting more.
He is physically perfect.
Like, how about the front? We get to see.
Oh, Jeff, you want to show them your large, large penis?
Jeff? He's like, no. He's embarrassed.
Please?
he's well endowed in every way. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very happy with that.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice, isn't it?
Okay, so is my Max. We're ready for the mano a mano.
2 minutes, 1 minute, 1 minute. And
all right.
All right. Right. You ready? You're going to wrestle after this.
Yeah. No, I have to call the store. No, I got to call the storage company and bring the rest of my penis in.
Oh, right.
Oh. That's good.
Okay, everybody, get their pocket rockets. And
we're ready to go. Blast off. 1 minute. 1 minute. Yeah. 1 minute. Thank you all.
It's masturbation month. And we want to wish you a happy, happy, merry, merry masturbation month. We're broadcasting live from Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A.
Oh, my God. This thing rocks. Yes.
With Caden St. John and Asia. And Rubber Necro. And let's see, Christina was here a little earlier.
Ooh.
And the Pocket Rockets are doing
seconds.
Their job. Oh, rub it, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, come. Oh, we love you. Oh, happy Masturbation Month. Make love to someone you love tonight.
I will.
If that someone is you. We
enjoy
love you.
The Pocket Rockets, girls.
And Lorelai. Thank you,
love you, Lorelai.
Love you, Lorelai. Blast off.
Someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. Mm-hmm. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a
great
phone
stuff,
call away.
Baby.
Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen,
that's all right.
Advise you,
we'll get
her. Play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help
great.
You with
like,
anything
so
from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.